Dr. Javier on, you know, doing a dictation on Robert Wiley, R-O-B-E-R-T, Wiley, W-Y-L-I-E, birth date, 1-12-09, dictation 505. Patient presents with history of right hand, middle finger pain, and swelling since yesterday. Symptoms not contributory, past medical history, history of bipolar, attention deficit disorder, sleep disturbance, and clonidine. History of present illness given to me, fell yesterday at school, emotional injury to the right third finger, doesn't recall it being displaced or dislocated, but swelling and painful, range of motion, this increased swelling today, review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful, social family history, non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, all signs within normal limits, eyes, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck level without masses, lungs, throat, auscultation, percussion, heart, rhythm without murmurs, gallop, abdomen, soft, without again, tenderness, extremities, noted swelling and tenderness to right, third, middle, phalanx, and proximal interphalangeal joint with painful range of motion, without evidence of dislocation or certain fracture. X-rays were obtained the right third finger, showed non-displaced condylar fracture of the proximally middle phalanx, and ventrally, fracture line is linear and straight, without separation of fragments, not involving joint. Patient was advised to, finger splint was applied, this is advised to wear it all times except when bathing. Without flexion of finger, with adequate protection, to follow up in 2 weeks to monitor progress, with option to see primary doctor for further evaluation in orthopedic evaluation if desired, but apparent non-displaced simple fracture of the right third proximal phalanx, to splint and observe and follow up in 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.